Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Charles Lamb. Now who was Charles Lamb? Charles Lamb was an English essayist as well as a critic. Okay? He was born in the year 1775 and died in 1834. And Charles Lamb along with his sister Mary Lamb both are famous for writing two works. One is called Essays of Elia, E-L-I-A, Elia, Essays of Elia. And the second one is Tales from Shakespeare, Tales from Shakespeare. In do works ke liye ye log bahut famous hain. Now first of all, what is this Tales from Shakespeare about? Kis cheez ke bare mein hai ye? See, this is just a retelling of the plays of Shakespeare for children. Matlab bachchon ke liye ye ek tarike ka retelling hai. And make sure that you keep in mind that Charles Lamb published this or composed this in collaboration with his sister Mary Lamb, L-A-M-B, Lamb. And as I told you that he is famous also as a essayist, wo essays bhi likhte the, Charles Lamb. And he has published two series of essays of Elia, The first series was published in the year 1823, And the title was The Essays of Elia, The second series was published in 1833, Matlab lagbhag 10 saal baad. And the title of this was The Last Essays of Elia, The Last Essays of Elia. Now, uske baad aapko ye bhi dhyan mein rakhna chahiye that he has also published one more important work, Of course, in terms of number of works, there are many, but in terms of important works, there is one more. The title is Specimens of English Dramatic Poets Who Lived Around the Time of Shakespeare. Specimens of English Dramatic Poets Who Lived Around the Time of Shakespeare. This is the complete title. And this was published in the year 1808. And what is it? It's just a selection of various scenes from Elizabethan dramas. As the name suggests that specimens of English dramatic poets who lived around the time of Shakespeare. So not limited to Shakespeare, but also includes the scenes of plays that were written by other dramatists in the times of Shakespeare. And this is important because this work by Charles Lamb had a considerable influence on the style of writing, on the style of writing in the 19th century poems and dramas, English dramas and poems. Ek aur fact aapko yaad rakhna chahiye that Charles Lamb used the pseudonym of or the pen name of Elia, E-L-I-A. Ye inka pseudonym hai ya pen name hai, So they can ask you in the exam whose pseudonym or pen name is Elia. The correct answer is Charles Lamb. After this, you should also remember some important quotations given by Charles Lamb. Is pe bhi sawal aa jata hai kai baar. Now the first quotation is, quote, "The greatest pleasure I know is to do a good action by stealth and to have it found out by accident," unquote. Let me repeat that again. "The greatest pleasure I know is to do a good action by stealth and to have it found out by accident." Now there is another very famous quotation. Quote, "He is no lawyer who cannot take two sides," unquote. He is no lawyer who cannot take two sides. Now literally iska matlab ye hai that if you cannot see both sides of an argument, you cannot become a lawyer. Or your analytical skills or reasoning skills are not good. This is also a very famous quotation. Now after this, there is another quotation. Quote, "I love to lose myself in other men's minds. When I'm not walking, I'm reading. I cannot sit and think. Books think for me," unquote. Let me repeat that again. I love to lose myself in other men's minds. When I'm not walking, I'm reading. I cannot sit and think. Books think for me, unquote. Now after that, there is another famous quotation on friendship. Friendship pe ek bada famous quotation hai inka. Quote, "It is the privilege of friendship to talk nonsense and to have her nonsense respected," unquote. It is the privilege of friendship to talk nonsense and to have her nonsense respected. Now iska broadly ye matlab hai that it is the special bond between friends that allows us to even talk nonsense and have our nonsense respected by the friend. It's about that special bond between friends. Now after that, let me tell you one more quotation. Ye bhi bahut famous hai inka. Quote, "Cultivate simplicity, or rather should I say banish elaborateness, for simplicity springs spontaneous from the heart," unquote. Let me repeat that once more. It's about simplicity. Quote, "Cultivate simplicity, or rather should I say banish elaborateness, for simplicity springs spontaneous from the heart," unquote. Now what it means is we should strive for simplicity in our lives and avoid unnecessary complexity. Why? Because simplicity is often associated with authenticity, genuineness, On the other hand, being elaborate or elaborateness may be seen as being artificial, may be seen as being pretentious. Okay? That is why here Charles Lamb says that cultivate simplicity in your lives. So, from an exam point of view, what are the things that you should remember? Few important quotations jo maine aapko bataye. After that, the name of his important works, be it the Essays of Ilya. Theek hai? After that, Tales from Shakespeare. Uske baad ek aur bataya tha maine aapko. Specimens of English dramatic poets who lived from the time of Shakespeare. Theek hai? Ye kaafi lamba sa title hai inka. And as I told you that this particular work is a selection of scenes from Elizabethan dramas written by different dramatists. Theek hai? Now, few more facts I'll tell you about the life of Charles Lamb. Now, Charles Lamb, besides being an essayist and a critic, theek hai? He was employed at the East India House, theek hai? Jo East India Company thi, India ki. Unka headquarters tha London mein, England mein. That was called East India House. And there, Charles Lamb found employment. Theek hai? The second important fact that you should know is that, as I told you that he collaborated in writing his works with his sister, Mary Lamb. But later on, Mary Lamb, his sister, had a fit of madness, theek hai? Pagalpan ka ek tarike se dohra pada unko. Because of this, his sister killed their mother, theek hai? And afterwards, when his sister was somewhat mad, somewhat crazy, Charles Lamb took it upon himself to look after her and took on himself the entire burden of caring for his sister, theek hai? So, this is the kind of caring person that Charles Lamb was. Now, one more fact you should remember is that he has also written a poetic tragedy, theek hai, called John Woodville. Ye inke ek work ka naam hai, theek hai, John Woodville. Wood, V-I-L, Woodville, theek hai. And then, he has written two more important poems also, theek hai. The poem ka naam hai, On an Infant Dying As Soon As It Was Born, theek hai. On an Infant Dying As Soon As It Was Born. This is the, matlab, bahut lamba sa title hai. This is considered to be the best poem that he has written. Okay? And another important poem that he has written, which is generally, you know, very much admired, it's called The Old Familial Faces. Okay? The Old Familial Faces. Okay? This was published in the year 1789. Okay? These two poems, inka naam yaad rakhna. And as I told you, the poetic tragedy called John Woodville. Okay?